Hey, happy day. I got news and views with attitude, and here it comes. There is so much bureaucracy which comes from pinkism. Pinkism is a bad thing. Let's replace it with something that works for the people. Free enterprise. Free enterprise is good. It's free, right? Doesn't cost a darn thing, and we should all have it. The left-wing system, it is corrupt, and you know, to call it a swamp is a compliment. It's a cesspool. The left has to go, right? Right? Hey, I think it's right. Let me talk about groups, ethnic groups here. I got three or four of them to cover off here today. We'll see who we can insult. But okay, I don't mean to insult anybody. I'm just trying to point out some facts here, don't you? Jews in America, they vote Democrat overwhelmingly. They have in the past. Trump is making some he's doing that now. Kind of seems to be working, but we'll see. We'll see what happens in November. You know, the conflict between self-preservation and self-identity is one that's always kind of been there. I mean, I'm a Democrat, so I always have to vote that way, even though I no longer agree with what they do or what they say. Ethnic voting is just dumb. It's absolutely stupid. I mean, look at Black Americans. I mean, more than 90% of them vote Democrat. And when Obama was running, a lot of people were asked when they came out of the station, out of the voting booth, how did you vote? And I voted for Obama. Why? Because he's Black. And there's so much of that. I mean, this ethnic group voting. The position of the Democrat Party is aligned with the far left. Now I'm back talking about Jews, which pretty much, you know, they want to kill all the Jews, and the Jews are still saying that we should vote Democrat. Democrat wants to get rid of all the guns, and the Jews are saying, but hold it, I want to buy a gun. It's kind of dangerous for me now because I'm Jewish. I want to own a gun, but I'm a Democrat. 18% of Democrats, apparently, that's the number, are in favor of firearms, and of course, the vast majority of them are not, and they think we should take guns away from everybody. And, you know, the Democrats, they dump groups that are no longer appealing to them. You know, they dump the white working class, and will they dump the Jews? I mean, kind of looks like they are in the process of doing that. Democrats are siding with people who not merely excuse what's going on with Jews. Many of them want to murder the Jews, and the Democrats are kind of over there. So, hey, Jewish people, Trump is worth listening to, right? Right. Now, I got this email from a fella out of Chicago, and he says, I am truly perplexed that so many of my friends are against another mosque being built in Chicago. I think that it should be the goal of every American to be tolerant, regardless of their religious beliefs. Thus, the mosque should be allowed in an effort to promote tolerance. This is why I also propose that two nightclubs be open next door to the mosque, thereby promoting tolerance from within the mosque. We could call one of the clubs, which would be gay, the Turban Cowboy, and the other, a topless boy, would be called You Make Me Hot. Next door should be a butcher shop that specializes in pork, and adjacent to that, an open pit barbecue pork restaurant called Iraq of Ribs. Across the street, there could be a lingerie store called Victoria Keeps Nothing Secret, with sexy mannequins in the window modeling the goods. And on the other side, a liquor store called More Hammered. All of this would encourage Muslims to demonstrate the tolerance they demand of us. Yes, we should promote tolerance. Kind of a jokey thing, but interesting how people do that. You know, and then we have the Indians in Canada. Unceded land talk, which goes on all the time. Every hockey game that you watch on television or whatever, it says, you know, we're here, treaty, blah, 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 and it's unceded land. And that absolutely makes me crazy because that means that you don't own the land. That means you're a squatter. Somebody else owns the land, so give it back. I mean, if I steal your bicycle, at the bottom of every email, I start to email you all the time, and at the bottom of every email that I send, whether it be to you or anybody, I state that it's your bike. It's not my bike. But I have the bike. It kind of is insulting to you, isn't it? I mean, I should give your bike back. You should come and take your bike back from an honest person. Why would I even talk like that? I took your bloody bike. And that's what's going on with the Indians in Canada. I guess the white people have their land and the Indians are saying, give it back. I think they're kind of getting it back anyway. And the white people say, but I'm going to tell you every day that I have your land because it's unceded. You shouldn't be on the land. If you truly believe that it's not yours, get off it. Go away. Give it back to the Indians. And you can't do that kind of double talk. And then you got Stats Canada. They've said, hey, The population's increased in Canada by yet another million people during the last 9 month period. Our Liberals took power in 2015. The population of the country was about 35 million. Today it's, I don't know, it's getting close to 45 million. I mean, they're bringing in so many people. What a strain. They can't integrate into society. I don't think they want to. Most of them is a whole bunch of little tribes. The economy is suffering. The housing market is suffering. The culture, I don't know. This is a planned invasion. It's a total disaster in the making, and it's happening. All of these Liberals, that they just want to screw up their country. Ah! What can you do about it? Vote right, and make sure you vote, and go out and preach the gospel. That gospel, the political gospel, and to everybody you know, so all these messes can be fixed. Hey, y'all, come back. See ya.